This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Political types are still assessing the meaning of moral values and churchgoers after the electoral success that President Bush enjoyed with them. But there are churches and churches. In Miami's South Beach, the hyper-trendy district more associated with hedonism than with faith, Day to Day's Eric Weiner found a congregation that is both hip and devoted.
You can instantly tell that Unity on the Bay is no ordinary church. There are the men in ponytails and earrings, the women in tight jeans and halter tops, the gay people, who account for 40% of the congregation. And most of all, there is the music.
1, 2, 3, 4.
At Unity on the Bay, the traditional church choir is souped up with electric guitars, drums, and other unconventional touches. Rebecca Comby, a regular at the church, says that is no accident.
You know, rock and roll is one of the greatest vehicles for expression of joy and energy in life that there is on this planet right now. So we've got it here.
Comby says she finds the Sunday services at Unity on the Bay a much-needed antidote to the frenetic party atmosphere on South Beach. Well, it turns out you can take the church out of the party, but you can't take the party out of the church, at least not entirely. Alan Conliffe says Unity on the Bay is a kind of spiritual extension of the South Beach vibe.
God is the biggest party going. Jesus' first miracle was turning the water into wine for the party. Jesus was a partier.
That's not a traditional Christian interpretation now, is it?
But it's the truth according to the Bible.
10 years ago, only about 100 or so people attended Sunday services at the church. Today, more than 10 times that number show up.
Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
A typical service is peppered with references to other religions and plenty of humor. This past Sunday, the Reverend Galen Williamson Grigas worked the congregation with a parody of a news report announcing the merger of Christmas and Hanukkah.
And then he closed the press conference by leading all present in a rousing rendition of Oy Vey, All Ye Faithful! Oy Vey, All Ye Faithful!
The Unity Church borrows not only from the world of comedy, but also from Eastern religions. They offer yoga classes, and the Sunday service includes meditation.
Let them go and enter into this time of prayer and meditation.
You feel the presence of God here, really.
Outside the chapel, Ida Igavaldez is teetering on high heels and puffing furiously on a cigarette. Unity on the Bay seems to attract a lot of smokers. And like many congregants, she is a self-described recovering Catholic.
The Catholic Church for me was very boring. Sitting down all the time, not participating. And here you participate, you're part of it, of the whole.
Church spokeswoman Gemma Valdez says you don't need to be a recovering Catholic or any other kind of Christian to attend Sunday services. In fact, you don't have to be Christian at all.
We have a lot of Jews, we have Muslims, we have Buddhists, we have all kinds of people.
Well, isn't that unusual for a Christian church?
Yeah, but again, you know, it's God and the Christ is in you. We're not talking about the Christ that was nailed to the cross.
Conservative critics of the Unity Church, a nationwide movement, call it a New Age church, and that's not meant as a compliment. Unity officials insist they are very much part of the Christian fold, but unlike evangelicals, for instance, they don't believe the Bible is the literal word of God. For these Christians, the Bible is more like the ultimate self-help book, and that's appealing to a lot of people who might otherwise not get anywhere near a church. George Gonzalez was raised Catholic, but as the religious right mushroomed, Gonzalez, gay and liberal, distanced himself from his own faith.
I feel like I don't want to be recognized as a Christian because of the stigma that if I'm a Christian, they're going to look at me as, oh, I'm a strong Christian fundamentalist. And I didn't want to be related to that group of people.
Clearly, this is not a stronghold for the Christian right. The Christian left might be a better description. Actually, just about everything about Unity on the Bay is unexpected, including its senior minister, Reverend James Trapp, a man whose life has been defined by pronounced peaks and valleys, Princeton graduate, lawyer, drug addict and alcoholic, reluctant churchgoer, and now ordained minister. He says that Unity on the Bay has tapped into something out there in America that all of those headlines about the rise of the Christian right seem to have missed.
I believe that there is a population, a market of people who are hungering and thirsting after a spiritual experience. And one of the things that we seek to do is provide an environment that will nurture this hunger and this desire for spirituality.
Spirituality is a word you hear often from Reverend Trapp, religion less so. He says that's no accident.
There's a distinction between a religious person and a spiritual person. You know, a religion person believes in hell, but a spiritual person has been to hell and back.
For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner in Miami.